Anila Kaswani moved to New Orleans 45 years ago with her late husband Har, a naval architect. A CPA who has raised two sons in the Big Easy, she's imported authentic Indian culture to New Orleans through multiple businesses, the popular Nirvana and Taj Mahal restaurants, as well as Nirvana weddings. We ask Anila to tell us about the Indian community in New Orleans. So how big is the Indian community in New Orleans, and how much of a community is it?
I used to know everybody, but it has grown where I keep bumping into people I don't know, and, you know, that's really shocking. My estimate, it's about 400 to 500 families, which would put it at about 4,000 people, you know, if you were picky about that.
How big a culture shock was it when you came to New Orleans?
I don't know. And even in India, I grew up in a pretty progressive family, went to a boarding school, quite exposed to the British ways. So I wasn't that shocked. But I'm shocked today with where we've come.
Oh, how is that?
Well, I don't know. Look at the culture from 45 years ago to today. It's
shocking. True with everyone.
For everybody, you know.
Right. How do you retain your sense of your roots and yet also dive into local culture?
I think we grew up with that, and you can't shed it. Whatever you grew up with, you can't shed that. You keep that. Pick the best of it and pick the best of what's here. And there's a lot of best, you know. New Orleans is the best place to assimilate and be assimilated because the local people are so friendly. And I'm saying that 45 years later. But I can tell when I go to another city the difference, the stark personality difference of other state cultures, you know. And everybody says that when they come to New Orleans. They just loved it and come back. If they don't come back to stay, they come back.
What are things about India that you miss or that you would like to see in New Orleans?
Maybe the shopping, you know. There's no shopping in New Orleans, that's for sure. So unless you're satisfied with online shopping for Indian, I'm not. So one needs to make a trip once a year at least to stock up, you know, on shopping. And see, going to India is another huge attraction because it's such another world. It's our home. And it's like you love both worlds. It's not one or the other anymore.
Are most in the Indian community, they keep that tie?
Absolutely. Very few have not, but 95%, everybody is still attached. Our generation, now the next generation, we'll have to see. You know, I used to go to India twice a year. My children go once every 5 years. So, you know, that says it. But that's me.
And you're on your third generation here.
I'm on my third generation, yeah. But they're very attracted to India because I've already been with them three times, and they love it every time. This is the grandchildren.
Ah, that's nice. And now, what about customs like arranged marriages? Is that third generation more American?
Yeah, the third generation is definitely more American. And even the next generation, it's not that easy to arrange a match anymore. Because these kids have their own minds. And, you know, the difference being in this country and the way the world has evolved, there's more opportunity here. When we were growing up, it was a very closed environment. You didn't meet anybody, so you couldn't even say I've fallen in love with somebody because you haven't met somebody. That's why most marriages were arranged. Mine was arranged. But we grew up brainwashed that that's the way it is. And that's the way it was.
Having lived as an expat from India for so many years, how do you feel about living? I mean, are you New Orleanian? Are you Indian? You're a mix? You're both?
It's confusing, but I'm definitely a New Orleanian. You know, I was 20 when I came. I'm almost 70 now. So what does that say? You know, I mean, the Indian isn't out of me, but New Orleans is very much in me.
That's lovely. Thank you so much for talking about the Indian community here. It is a rich and complex and interesting one, and you are certainly an anchor of that community in New Orleans.
Thank you, Renee.
For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.